SBS Radio.
A new report by Human Rights Watch names 12 senior security officials in Cambodia. It says they've demonstrated a willingness to commit rights abuses on behalf of Prime Minister Hun Sen. The human rights organisation says the government has been driving a massive crackdown ahead of next month's national elections. The crackdown includes detaining journalists, forcing newspapers to close, and ordering radio stations not to broadcast news from foreign media. Human Rights Watch says it believes the government fears Cambodia's urban and young voters are more likely to support the opposition in the national elections. The organisation's Australia director, Elaine Pearce, says the 12 officials named are accused of serious crimes and the Australian government has the power to intervene.
Where there are very serious crimes, like war crimes or crimes against humanity, that are alleged, under universal jurisdiction, Australia could be pursuing prosecutions for those crimes. Another step that the Australian government could take is slapping travel bans on these officials and preventing them from travelling to Australia, which I think would send a strong message that, you know, these types of serious abuses are not to be tolerated.
The ruling Cambodian People's Party has been in power since 1979. Hun Sen has been Prime Minister since 1985 and party chairman since 2015. Human Rights Watch says the 12 generals have been implicated in unnecessary, excessive and sometimes lethal force against protests about unfree and unfair elections. And it says the generals have been implicated in land confiscations, labour abuses, low wages and media censorship. Ms Pearson says they have climbed to the top simply because of their unwavering loyalty to Hun Sen and the party.
So this often is in conflict with their roles as the head of the armed forces or the head of the police. They will frequently campaign on behalf of the political party. But worse than that, they've been involved in systematic and serious human rights abuses. And for some of these generals, this even dates back to when they were members of the Khmer Rouge. So we are talking about political assassinations, extrajudicial killings, disappearances, and so on. And there's been absolutely no accountability for these abuses.
The Ministry of Interior, responsible for the police, has rejected the allegations. The ministry's Under-Secretary of State has told Reuters Human Rights Watch is a professional liar. It says the report is too dramatic, reflecting a criminal intent on the part of the organisation to further downgrade Cambodia. A Defence Ministry spokesman says the report is unfair and lacks evidence. Human Rights Watch says the report is based on interviews with sources, media reports and documents, and it has not given more details on how it obtained its findings or reached its conclusions. Ms Pearson says there's plenty of evidence to warrant a proper inquiry into the activities of the 12 generals.
We have provided in this report pretty extensive evidence based on UN reports, other reports by human rights organisations, our own direct interviews with senior officials who are members of the government and others. But this is really just a starting point. And I think for donor governments that are very concerned about democracy in Cambodia, there's no point pumping in money into security sector reform if things are rotten at the top. We really need to look at fixing the system, and fixing the system means rooting out those who are involved in abuses.
Cambodians go to the polls on July the 29th. Hun Sen is trying to ensure victory with a series of measures against the opposition after close elections in 2013 and 2017. The leader of the main opposition, Cambodia National Rescue Party, Kem Sokha, was arrested in September for alleged treason. His party was dissolved in November at the government's request. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.